Now, you know we love to get experimental here on the show. Every time we do one of these phone-in shows, we also get Dave to come up with something that we can do in the studio and that you can do at home. He has obliged and has rigged up a wonderful contraption. Dave is standing behind two suspended drink bottles. Dave, tell us more. What's going on?
So what I've got here is I've got a frame with a horizontal bar at the top of it. And hanging from that, I've got a drinks bottle. This is a small bottle. It's about 250 grams of bottle there. And it's hanging on a piece of cotton. And then I've got a second piece of cotton tied to the neck of the bottle and hanging down. And just to start off with, all I'm going to do is I'm going to pull on that bottom cotton.
So we have a horizontal bar, piece of cotton coming down, small drink bottle with the cotton round the neck, like a hangman's noose around the neck of the bottle, and then a continuation of the cotton from the neck of the bottle down below the bottle, and Dave's got that piece of cotton in his hand.
So I'm going to pull on this lower piece of cotton, and where do you reckon it's going to break, Chris?
Well, logically, I would say above the bottle, because the bit of cotton at the top, which is identical to the bit at the bottom, is going to be being pulled down by your hand and by the force on that from that bottle. So I would argue the bit at the top.
So the tension in that top piece of cotton should always be bigger than the bottom one, so should it always break there first? We can give it a test.
OK.
As you can hear the bottle
a
hit the
phrase
bottom.
That begins something and ends in Sherlock springs to mind. We kind of expected that.
Indeed. But now for the second bottle, it's a bit of a challenge for you. I want you to work out a way, just by pulling on the lower piece of cotton, you can get the cotton to break below the bottle rather than above it.
Say that again.
So just by pulling on the lower piece of cotton, just like I did before, you've got to try and make the cotton break below the bottle rather than above it.
OK, so how do you think you can do that? We want you to have a go at home. So rig up your bottle, piece of cotton, round the neck of the bottle, continue the cotton below the bottle, and by pulling on the cotton, the two pieces have to be identical. It's not a trick, and there's no other tools involved, is there? Just pull on the cotton. How do you do it to get the cotton below the bottle to break, not the one at the top? Dave, thank you very much.